Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump blames Iran for this week's attacks on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president's making clear Washington blames Tehran.
Iran did do it.
But even as officials here at the Pentagon consider boosting defenses in the region, the president's hoping aggressive U.S. diplomacy will force Iran to the negotiating table. The administration seems caught between pressure to reassure Gulf allies by punishing Iran and avoiding getting closer to war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says the aim now is to rally the world to condemn Iran.
To build international consensus to this international problem.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president appears to be walking back his comments earlier this week. He might not contact law enforcement if a foreign power offered him dirt about a political opponent. He spoke to Fox and Friends by phone this morning.
If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Trump's comments to ABC has led House Democrats to step up their effort to pass a series of bills aimed at election security. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says president is not doing his job when it comes to foreign meddling in elections.
Every agency, intelligence agency has high confidence that this happened. There's proof and the rest. The Mueller report subscribes to that, and the president of the United States says it's a hoax. A hoax. The president of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
A vote on a bipartisan bill in the Senate has been held up by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and at the start of the new Congress, House Democrats passed a package of election reforms, but Senate Republicans rejected much of it as an overreach. This is AP Radio News. Most people know eating a lot of processed food is not healthy. Now three new studies are backing that up. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Researchers at the National Institutes of Health found people ate an average of 500 extra calories a day when fed mostly processed foods. While there were only 20 people in the study, the ones that had a diet that did not include many processed foods took in less calories. In another study, researchers in France found people who ate more processed foods were more likely to have heart disease. A similar study in Spain found eating more processed foods was linked to a higher risk of death in general. I'm Shelley Adler.
New York City police say a 29-year-old officer shot himself in the head on a Staten Island street today, the third NYPD suicide in 9 days. Over 24 hours last week, a deputy chief was found dead in a police vehicle June 5th. A detective killed himself the next day on a Brooklyn beach. This is